This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friday edition of What's On Your Mind. Merry Christmas to you. You're looking at that calendar, it says 16 December. A week from today will be on the Christmas weekend. Christmas is upon us. We are counting down the days. Isn't it great? I think it's so cool that we still do Christmas pretty good in this country. We still, you know, I mean, for all the stuff that goes away and for all the secularization of the United States and all the politically correct nonsense and all everything else, you know, you still do the Christmas tree. You still, you know, think, okay, who's going there and who's going to see mom and when are we going to be there? And you do all the family stuff and you do, you know, churches are packed to the gills. And, you know, I mean, I think we do Christmas pretty good. And that's, when you think about it, I mean, the lights and the things you could go, yeah, that's not going to do it this year. We do it every year, year after year, all the traditions. You know, in our house, it's all the Department 56 lights have to go up, you know, the little Snow Village ones, and the tree has to be just exactly there. And, you know, we do the family Christmas this time, and we go up to Grand Forks this day, and you just do Christmas. So I think it's pretty cool. And Merry Christmas to you and yours. And Manny's in charge of the Christmas music. Be ready to go. So we have some good bumper Christmas music today there, Manny. You got that down? You wired in?
Yeah, I believe so.
Good, good, good. Todd, how about you? What will be your Christmas cheer part today here on the
my
program?
My Christmas cheer part today.
Yeah.
My bright, shining face.
There you go.
My text line.
Your text line. Very good point. Very, very good point. In fact, how about this? Let's give Todd a little extra work today, which he doesn't need. But
yeah,
if you
exactly.
Text,
you're right, Scott. I don't need that. But go ahead.
If you text Todd one of two things, a prediction on the Bison game tonight, or your favorite Christmas song. You know, the one that just puts you right there in that Christmas spirit.
What's yours?
I will reveal it before this program is out today.
Supposed to not sway.
I'll keep you in suspense.
Probably a good move.
But either one of those two things, give us a Bison score or your favorite Christmas song, text Todd 701-226-8503, and we'll pick some random winners and send you MyPillow. How about that? We'll give you a little What's On Your Mind Christmas present. We'll ship you off of MyPillow. Does that sound good?
Wow, there you go. Good
there
job.
There you go. Exactly right. So that's all you got to do. And if you don't do the text thing, you can always email us to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We need your first name, what town you're from, and either a Bison prediction or favorite Christmas song.
Okay? I bet this is Scott's.
The Rusty
no, maybe not.
Chevrolet. No. It's actually...
it's Rusty Chevrolet. Is that the one?
I don't want to tell you. I want to keep you in suspense. We will play it coming up before the program is out.
Come on, you can do it.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. We talked about that one yesterday. Okay, on the program today, the governor of the great state of North Dakota, Doug Burgum, is going to join us. And Manny, you let us know when the governor's called in, because we're going to start with that right out of the chute here today. And chat with the governor for the rest of this segment and the next till the bottom of the hour. Then we're just going to open up the phones and let a rip for the rest of the program today. I have to say, I was yesterday in the cabinet meeting at the Capitol with Governor Burgum, and I was pretty taken back how different his message was to the troops. For one, he thanked a lot of people for all the good work and the things that they'd done and serving with distinction and doing everything you know, in their power to serve the citizens. And then he talked about redefining success and going to the next level. And talked about some things that I don't even know what they mean. But I know in the orbit that he's been in, mean things are going to be considerably different in the governance of the state of North Dakota. Serving people better and doing it at a lower cost, you know. I know what that means, but one phrase I didn't know that I have to ask, automatically driven data. We're going to use automatically driven data and better communication with constituencies. You know, things like that, it just sound very transformational. So it's going to be interesting to watch. There's no question about it, and I'm looking forward to it. You know, and there's a little bit of snarky running around. There always is. You know, there's still some, there's a lot of good things about the legislative leaders of this state. They, in my mind, are the kind of folks who really govern best because they're closest to the people, right? And they're citizen legislators. And I think that's great. But there's also kind of a, we just do things this way kind of mentality about the legislature. And what I see Governor Burgum doing is challenging that a little bit. And I hope it's well received. I hope we can leave snarky at the door and go to work to serve citizens and look at, you know, as candidate Burgum said, look at the taxpayers of North Dakota as customers. That's what we are. So anyway, this is going to be interesting, and that was sort of my quick takeaway. Without any further ado, let's welcome for the first time as governor of the great state of North Dakota, Doug Burgum, back to What's on Your Mind. Congratulations, sir.
Morning, Scott.
How are you?
I'm great.
Glad to have you back on the program, and do you feel like you're drinking from a fire hose right now?
Well, it's been a great first 24 hours.
How so? Explain that.
Well, we had a great kickoff yesterday with first the staff meeting, then I had a chance to meet with all the law enforcement, the National Guard leaders, the emergency personnel folks, and then people from across many agencies across the state, our park service, our fish and game. We've got officials, we got people coming from around the state. Everybody that's working so diligently on the law enforcement side to make sure we're, protecting, people and property rights in Martin County. I mean, it was great to meet with them during the briefing yesterday morning. Then we came back, and as you were there, we had the full cabinet meeting with the cabinet meeting and my staff and the press, and we had a great meeting with that group. Then in the afternoon, started meeting with legislators and had an opportunity to connect with legislative leaders from both parties. And then just continued on through the day where we just got a lot of stuff done on the very first day.
And by the way, both of those events, from several of those events, we're going to be pulling some clips and playing throughout the program today. So folks get a chance to get inside some of that. And I want to talk with you a little bit about it as well. When I asked you if you feel like you're drinking from a fire hose, I just mean it seems like so much is happening so fast. And I'm not even sure this is the best way to transition from one administration to another, because literally, your entire staff, is at a hotel one day and boom, in the office the next day and everything else. But on the other hand, I would imagine, merging with other companies, buying other companies, some of this has to feel like it's familiar, just in a different sense in that it's delivering services for citizens, I guess, right?
Well, yeah, we do. North Dakota does have one of the shortest transition periods in the country on that, from the date that the election to the date when the governor takes over. So that compressed time frame, create some challenges, but we had a great transition team going. And again, I don't think it's any secret. I personally funded a fairly large transition team. So we were able to get in and build pools of candidates, interview existing candidates and make hiring decisions, and did a lot of that in the 5 weeks that we had between the two elections. And so I feel like we've got a really strong, truly strong start, but always more work to do because in the governor's role, there's 147 boards and commissions. I don't know if we need all those, but all those we have to look at appointments. And of course, we've got the legislature convening in a couple weeks, and we've got a lot of work to do on the budget. So plenty to do. But great people all around that are committed to the people in North Dakota, both the folks that are here and the folks that are coming in, and we're excited about the opportunity to lead.
I was just telling the audience before you came on that, I was impressed with you recognizing the service of the folks that have been there, done that, and remain as part of your administration, serving with this distinction, but also in sort of saying, here's the new bar, find the new gear. And the phrase that you mentioned was, look, if you're a lobbyist, if you're a state agency head, or you're anybody, and you want a meeting with me to talk about how to spend more money, it's going to be a tough meeting to get. If you want to talk about how to do what we do better, smarter, you know, innovate, I'll do it till midnight. I'll do it any hour of the day or night. Pretty powerful statement. How has that been received so far?
Well, I think it's largely been very, very positive because, you know, first of all, it's, you know, we one of the benefits of having such a large revenue shortfall is that there is really no argument about our need to change. I mean, this isn't a belt tightening exercise. This is a reinvention exercise because we've got such a big gap, to fill. And then secondly, I think that, you know, what I've learned over the years in business is that a lot of times, you know, leaders, you know, they need to have permission. They have to be empowered. They have to have the, you know, sometimes there may have things that they've wanted to change, but they just felt they haven't had the support and the environment to go do that. So I think we have, you know, new leaders coming in that are going to be transformational. And we've got existing leaders that are here that I know that are interested in stepping up their game and being transformational in terms of how we deliver services. So I'm excited to give everybody a chance to, you know, get to work to tackle the important issues in front of us.
More with Governor Doug Burgum after this short timeout. Questions or comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live First. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're brought to you in part today by one of our top 10 towns. We love hitting the road on what's on your mind, and Carrington, North Dakota is one of our favorite places. The good folks up there at Carrington Steel Building and Construction, the Carrington Chamber and CDC, Central City Grain, Dakota Growers Pasta, that's a great story. Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, too. Shout out to all our good friends in Carrington today. Merry Christmas to you and yours, and the Bison predictions are coming in. I've yet to see anything other than a Bison predicted win, and lots of good Christmas songs, too, so keep those coming on.
One loss.
Oh, was there one? I missed that one. Okay.
One said Bison lose by 10. Everybody else is unanimous. The Bison going back to Frisco. So
there's one in every crowd, isn't there? Anyway, we're giving away some MyPillow goodies for predictions today when you text Todd at 701-226-8503. And we're brought to you by the North Dakota Oil Can program today. North Dakota Oil Can and does. That Toys for Tots program they have going is phenomenal. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Back with Governor Doug Burgum. We are chatting. Are we like your first interview? Is this like the inaugural radio interview, too, by the way?
Yeah, absolutely it is, I'm sitting in the governor's office with zero artwork and zero, tchotchkes around here. We're starting off. I got a North Dakota Outdoors calendar that I got from Fish and Game yesterday, and I've got my briefcase that I walked in the door with, my bag. So we're none of that's stopping us from tackling the big issues that are facing us.
Yeah, I love it. I mentioned earlier that there was a phrase yesterday that I heard that I know makes some sense about being able to do things smarter and better and what about it. But I wasn't exactly sure what it was, and it was you brought it up in the conversation in the cabinet meeting to say we're gonna use automatically driven data and better communication with constituencies to do what we do to redefine success here. What is automatically driven data?
Well, it's automatically collected, and this is the whole paradigm shift that we're in, because when people think of, data, they think of humans sitting at a keyboard. And a keyboard's a 1960s invention, at least from the computer standpoint, earlier than that from typewriters. But it humans on keyboards means expense, because people are expensive. And humans on keyboards means that the data's got errors, because humans aren't that good at that task. And when we take things like healthcare, and the federal government mandates electronic healthcare records, and we take all of our, doctors and nurses, which we have a shortage of in North Dakota in a big way, and it's affecting healthcare. And we say, okay, you're going to spend, 50% of your time during the day doing data entry, which is not what they went to school for, and it's not what they want to do, and humans aren't good at it. We've got to shift some of that from human collected data to automatically collected data. And that's one example is in healthcare, where we can, bump up the productivity dramatically, which will help take pressure off of cost, improve services, reduce some of the shortages, because we can make the scarce number of doctors and nurses we have more productive. Then you jump over to something like the wind energy, which is booming in our state, or, pipelines. Here's an opportunity for us to, I think some of the pipelines now, you got a pilot that's flying over the top of that line every 2 weeks. How about we have a drone fly over it every day and collecting data with better visual acuity than what humans have. So all this is possible, and it can create new jobs, support new industries like the UAV industry. And we end up with better data for making decisions. In cities, we're building our cities really inefficiently, which is driving our property taxes up. And sometimes we're our data collection is not as automated as it can. I mean, you can buy simple devices and put them on every corner and track, dogs, cats, bikes, people, cars, trucks, what speed they're going, what direction, what time of day, and have all this data versus, we're making $60 million interchange decisions by, a couple of rubber hoses on a road that are, collecting last summer's traffic data. And so we have to get better at the data end, and that'll help us drive better decisions.
We're chatting with Governor Doug Burgum today. A couple minutes left. Questions or comments, welcome. A few texts coming in, and get to a call here in a second at 800-228-0550. I would encourage our incoming governor to extend the upcoming legislative session by 10 days, writes Dan and Dickinson. Take care of all state business and then address the protest issue. In no way limit peaceful free speech, but implement real consequences for unlawful violent protesting. Make it a Class B felony. A substantial bail amount to get out of jail, a payment of at least 50% of the bail, and build a new jail expressly for holding them. Then make them financially accountable for any damage they cause and for the cost of jailing them. This goes on longer. I'll forward it to your office, but what about the idea of some sort of legislative response to the Dakota Access Pipeline protest?
Well, I think the first step here is really is not with the legislature. It has to do with the whole of government response at the state level and the county level, and it's us working with the federal government. And I'd say we've really got a different environment going with the November 8th election with the Trump administration coming in, because with a different leader, Jeff Sessions, who's going to be running the DOJ, who's a friend of Senator Hovind's and Congressman Cramer, new head of the EPA, Scott Pruitt, new Department of Interior from our Congressman Zinke, who I know from Montana. This is going to change. It changes everything in terms of the federal response, because understand, this was a legally permitted project, and when the judge ruled in favor, it was politics, that held things up. Politics is what's held up this easement, not the process. And so we'll have a new environment after January 20th. And I think that, we're going to end up moving this thing forward. But when we do, then we've got to rebuild our relationships with the tribes, with the people that are here. I mean, the violent protesters that are not from North Dakota will go find some other project to protest. And meanwhile, we're going to have here facing the important challenges that are facing virtually all of our tribes in North Dakota, low unemployment, low high school graduation rates, huge health care issues, domestic issues. And we got to tackle those issues, after this pipeline's built.
All right, 90 seconds left. So two questions left. One from Jamie in West Fargo. Quickly, Jamie, go ahead.
How do I get the trust from our law enforcement back after they treated me like an animal? I'm the most innovative person that North Dakota's ever seen, and I'm getting treated like an animal. I have no God-given rights or civil rights. Can you please answer that?
Well, I certainly have to understand more about your situation to be able to understand this specific situation. What I've seen, our law enforcement has shown tremendous dedication, professionalism, and restraint, through the whole process. So, give our office a shout. Tell us what your situation is, and we want to listen to all North Dakotans.
Jamie, if you hold on, we'll get your name and number forwarded on to the governor's office. But obviously, the governor's giving you a chance to call the office, too. So happy to help, and obviously need a little more detail there. So the big question, what's the score of the football game tonight between the Bison? Are they on their way to Frisco again, you think?
Well, I think so, but I think it's going to be a back and forth battle. But I'm thinking Bison 35 and JMU 31. So it's going to be I think it's going to be a nail biter, because these guys have got a really good team. But Catherine and I will be there, and we're hoping to get back. Catherine hasn't missed a national championship. I missed one because of my kid stuff. She's been to all five of them. I've been four to five, but we're hoping to be in Frisco on January 7th.
Speaking of which, greet Mrs. Burgum for us as well, the new First Lady. Looking forward to our first conversation with her and to find out about some of her initiatives. Really looking forward to hearing about that as well. Best of both of you. Thanks for the time today, Doug.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, friends, your calls, questions, comments, when we continue on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. Best of the best in wheat and soybean research and marketing workshops will be held Tuesday, January 31st at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead, and Wednesday, February 1st at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help farmers make better management decisions on farms. One of the highlights will be hands-on demonstrations where farmers get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. These sessions are free and co-sponsored by North Dakota Soybean Council. CEU credits are available and pre-registration is encouraged. To register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Today, I call upon the White House to issue the easement needed to complete this project and provide federal law enforcement resources to uphold the law on federal land. And if the current administration will not act, then I will ask the Trump administration to do the same thing. I will also work with Senators Hoeven and Heitkamp and Congressman Cramer to ask for their assistance in getting the federal government to reimburse the state for the $17 million and growing costs incurred because of the unjustified political delays. This mess was caused by the federal government, and North Dakota taxpayers should not be forced to foot the bill.
Doug Burgum, in a video released yesterday, which did raise a few eyebrows, that his first comments as governor about the Dakota Access Pipeline were in a video that was released on the governor's Facebook page. Welcome to the new age of media. That's just how it happens. Some grumbles about it yesterday at the Capitol among some in the press corps, but I think it's fine, other than whoever put the music behind that should find a new job. That was a little weird, wasn't it? You think it's okay? I don't know. Why is there music behind a statement? Is that normal?
Almost like a campaign advertisement. But yeah, do you put those behind a governor's address versus if you're campaigning and you're making a TV commercial or something, then maybe you do. But maybe in a governor's address, you can lose the music at this point.
Yeah.
Anyway. He got the gig, at least for one term so far.
I don't think it was his decision, but I'm just saying, it's...
Oh, wait a minute. Who's governor again?
Well, I know what I'm saying.
Or is that his wife? Did his wife make that decision and he just went along with it, that kind of thing?
I think it's kind of an artsy video type person. Whoever the people are rolling the camera.
He needs to have the final say, doggone it. Who like the new governor here?
Lose the music. Anyway, we're back on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains.
You just want to put Rusty Chevrolet behind it is what you want.
Should we reveal? Should we get it out of the way? My favorite Christmas song right now. Todd just called me a loser during the break. Maybe he wasn't a loser.
I didn't say loser. Misquoting me now.
Fake news. I'm in the fake news business.
Talk show hosts all get. You guys all... misquote everybody and twist every just being like every other caller or texter.
Anyway, he was mocking my selection for favorite Christmas song. And
which song was it, by the way? You didn't give me a song. You gave me an artist, but which song?
Oh, Holy Night.
Okay.
Do you have it ready? Now tell me this isn't the greatest song of the Christmas season. And listen to this voice.
Okay, but I didn't call you a loser, though.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
I did not call you a loser.
Yeah, whatever.
Long may the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul felt its worth.
Oh my gosh, that voice.
A thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices for yonder blade.
It's building, Todd. It's building. There's some temp coming. No, you didn't. He just said that was kind of a Debbie Downer on the Christmas bit.
No, I didn't even use a word.
What would you say? Yeah, so it was sleepy. And you see, the thing is that he's right. He's right. That song is sleepy if you do not put yourself in the Christmas place, right, and listen to the words and really have it kind of just... Then I would go with you on that. And there are times you need a little Rusty Chevrolet. I get it, but I said this was my favorite Christmas song, and I
my Christmas song is all of a minute long.
Just sing. You and I had guys.
It's 2 minutes, Tom.
You sung it as kids.
I know. So rolling. So just roll it.
Roll it. It's rolling now.
Okay.
We three kings are orient.
No, if you want to wait for the beat,
you just stop.
No, we do it as a round of three. Okay. We go one, two, three.
We three kings.
You see, you got brilliant. It was two. It was
two.
A beat.
You're right.
I think we should start all together and then break off.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing that? One, two, three. All together then. One, two,
why
three.
Are you wearing that?
We three kings of Orient are smoking on a rubber cigar. It was loaded and exploded. That was the end of one king. We three kings.
I don't know the second verse.
Can we be done with this one now?
I don't know that part.
I have a new point.
It's only a minute long. Hang on.
The beams of light
and beams of kings.
That's good enough. I've never heard that second thing.
It's done.
Thank you.
So there you go. From Spinal Tap.
Manny, there's a little pressure for you here. Which of the two favorite Christmas songs?
Talk about apples and oranges.
Which is it, Manny? Which one does it for you for Christmas? Todd's song or my song?
You know, I think I'm just going to do like a write-in.
You can do
let Manny have. Yeah, Manny should have his own vote.
He's going Bernie Sanders for the Christmas.
I knew you were going to do that. I knew you were doing Run DMC. I knew. That's why I had it all ready to go. I knew it.
45 seconds tops on this, or I'm going to lose my mind.
All right. Points for a song that doesn't sound like any other song you hear at Christmas time.
Yeah, that's one redeeming factor to this.
Let's face it. And they're not going to make this into a country song either. Right?
It was December 24th when Hannah Savage the dog. When I see the man chilling with his dog at the park. I approach the very slowly.
See, this is my favorite Christmas song, and Die Hard is my favorite Christmas movie. So I'm not completely unorthodox, you know.
All right, I need a little help here. I need a little help. Our newest staff member, Frederick, is here. And Frederick, I'm sorry to do this to you, but I got to put you on the air. Frederick is our content manager, so he's listening to everything on this program and making sure that it goes out in various forms. And you heard now three songs.
Yeah.
Which one of those three do you think would be, the best of the three for Christmas?
The last one.
The last one.
Run DMC.
Yeah.
Attaboy, Frederick.
And Frederick, tell me what your criteria is for a really good song.
The criteria? I don't know, just a feeling, you know, something that gets you, you know.
Gets you going.
Yeah, gets you going.
And that got you going more than Oh Holy Night by Josh Groban.
That's really not in my playlist, Scott.
See, Frederick is a smart man. He's a smart man.
All right, Frederick,
Scott,
you
I told
it.
You.
You nailed it. Yeah, exactly. All right. All right. I promise, folks, we will dispense with the craziness and get on to the real business.
I would love to see texts now that agree with Manny on this one and just see how many people in our crowd.
Yeah, and it's a good idea to text today, because if you text Todd or email, you either give a Bison prediction, favorite Christmas song, or now we can add, you know, who nailed it, Scott, Todd, or Manny on the Christmas song. Who are you with on this one, folks? 701-226-8503 to text Todd, or you can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And from now till the end of the program, you just tell us what's on your mind. I do want to say one thing about yesterday's show that I haven't had a chance to say. The interview with Scott Davis of the Indian Affairs Commission in North Dakota, member of Governor Burgum's cabinet, was, I believe, one of the best interviews we've done about taking the on-the-ground, you know, frustrations we all have and what we have seen with the situation there, and adding the real-life perspective of someone in his world in charge of relations between the state government and tribal government, as in his case, an enrolled member of Standing Rock, and what that raw emotion does to someone. And I'll tell you this, the conversation, you know, has put me in a place that is less about settling a score for what happened. There needs to be accountability, but we don't need to necessarily settle a score. And more now about what's the way forward. I mean, in my mind, the pipeline has to be built, and that's non-negotiable, okay? You can't reward bad behavior. Any parent knows that. The second you do it, it's over. You've lost control. So we can't do that. But, you know, beyond that, sort of the analogy of walking a mile in their shoes and finding the true leaders that want to make a difference. And to the extent that anyone has done things that were not the best, if they are able to recognize it, and meet somebody in the middle and move forward, let's find a way. Let's find a way. So if you missed that interview, I'd really encourage you to listen to it. It was emotional for Scott, obviously, and profoundly impactful for me as well as the guy that just asked the question. So check that out. Cody Schultz also thought was fantastic, and I think there's a future for Cody Schultz. I don't know what he aspires to do politically or anything else, but I'm very impressed with the commissioner of the Morton County Commission. I really am. And even Scott Davis. I mean, here's a Morton County, a Mandan City Commissioner, right? He's enrolled Standing Rock. Remember, he's the, you know, governor's cabinet. I mean, these are the kind of people you want in the middle of these very difficult situations. So I'm really impressed with some good leaders. But anyway, we can talk about that or anything else on your mind. We had a text yesterday that I didn't get to from a listener that said that he had been providing customer service for all law enforcement at the Dakota Access Pipeline sites, and said, I have not in my 30 years of employment encountered this much respect. And, you know, it's looking back a little bit because of the disrespect that was directed towards law enforcement, but the looking forward part of this is to say we can never forget the kind of stock that we have in our state. They get up every day and run into trouble, run into the bullet, run into the fire, run into the storm on our behalf. You know, I mean, it wasn't fun. What are we, 100 and keep losing track of days and, 130 days in, it was not fun. But we did get an opportunity to see the kind of people that are on that wall for us. And that's a good thing out of a very bad thing. So remember them this Christmas. Have to tell you about a business I encountered yesterday. They did a really nice thing for those law enforcement folks, and I hope others do the same, too. And your calls coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features WSI Executive Director Brian Klippel discussing how safety affects a business's bottom line.
It's also a good business sense
I mean, if you want to make a profit, if that's your main thing, safety is going to be one of the things that's going to help you out. You know, the main thing with a good safety program and the companies that we work with is they need to have the upper leadership supporting safety. And I think if they can get the upper leadership to force safety and work down through the organization and stress it as you're, this is how our business operates, you are going to be safer and you are going to be more successful also.
Learn how to effectively communicate the value of safety to your management team during the NDSC's 44th Annual Safety and Health Conference, February 20th through the 23rd in Bismarck. Find special WSI and NDSC member discounts and see the full course lineup at www.ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Did like a Christmas special, that would be
true. Listen to this. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, folks. Unbelievable. It's called Christmas Eve in Sarajevo. That's talent.
This would totally be the closing credits.
That is music.
Pretty good.
Hey, Todd, try and top that for a Christmas song right there. We're you know.
Bob. I'll go to you here.
President, King. I gotta run. I work at Burger King making flamboy whoppers. I whip paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that?
King, president.
I gotta run. Don't touch the fries and hot fat. It really hurts bad. And so do skin grafts. Would you like an apple pie with that?
So I guess it's a good choice between, you know, those two or this
one. Sweet silver bells all
seem to say ding dong. Oh, stop. Like, you can't. This is not even in the same universe. That's like a UND National Championship hockey game versus Little Sisters of the Poor. That's not even a contest. All right, Mike in Fern, Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Take it away. Get us back to on track here, Mike, quickly. Thank you.
Yeah. Say, I heard a cute little song the other day, a Christmas song. It goes like, Daddy looks a lot like Santa. Santa looks a lot like him. I saw Santa kissing Mommy. I'm going to tell on him.
Yeah, very good rendition. I mean, just the mom and apple pie, you know. It's really spiraling out of control here, ladies and gentlemen.
Poor Scott. Nobody's anywhere near the Josh Groban hemisphere that Scott is today, except for one texter.
One texter. Thank you very much.
And Andy Williams destroys, which I don't know if anybody's ever used that in a sentence to begin with. Just right there, Andy Williams destroys, but
apparently destroys
Josh Groban.
You're saying that the one texter that agreed with me that Oh Holy Night is the bomb Christmas song by Josh Groban even dissed Josh Groban saying
No.
Better?
Those two texts came in like one right after the other.
Oh, sorry, it's separate. So but, another right. one said, yeah, okay, is saying Andy destroys or Josh Groban, Andy Williams destroys Josh Groban. I love it. All right, we'll have to play that then. We'll take him up on that and see if Andy Williams destroys Josh Groban. Coming up. Dennis in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Sorry to interrupt your musical literal order.
Yeah, sorry. No, we need you to really badly. Yeah, go ahead.
Does anybody recall about 18 months ago, the President of the United States came down to North Dakota or up to North Dakota and spent his time totally on the Standing Rock Indian Reservation? It is my opinion, and it's very ironic, that after his visit, the whole Sioux Nation went against the pipeline. It is very remarkable, in my opinion, that after the president visits down to Standing Rock, and I think what he did is he put the bug in their ear, and he also informed them of the availability of other people. Protesters coming in from around the United States. And I think that the president got the ball rolling. And I think that was almost 18 months ago.
And you know, the only thing that I think puts a little chink in that armor, Dennis, first of all, there is a bond between Standing Rock and the president that's well known. Dave Archambault's sister, Jody Gillette, longest serving policy advisor to President Obama, the entire administration. She worked for him longer than any other policy advisor, very close to the president. She's now left. She doesn't work there now. She works for a big-time law firm who has now, been in front of the tribal council, asking to help sue police. So there's a bond. There's a connection. There's no doubt about that. But if what you said happened, in other words, President Obama goes down there. He meets with the kids. He does all the things. And there were some good things that happened in the president's visit down there. There were, especially the connection that happened with kids and them going to D.C. after and all of that. But I would think if they kind of cooked up this idea of this protest, at a bare minimum, the Standing Rock officials would have participated in the process related to what the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers was doing and also the Public Service Commission was doing. And I know they say they, expressed their objection at one meeting one time or whatever, but they didn't go to the PSC meetings despite, encouragement to do so from Scott Davis at the state level. In other words, it wasn't just published in the notice and then hope they see it. They were actually encouraged to participate and they didn't. So if what you say is accurate, in my mind, they cooked up this idea, then they at least would have started planting those seeds, if you will, and attending those meetings, so they would have had a much stronger case. They have a very weak case because they were disengaged on this until the 11th hour. So that's the only, you know, the bond is there, but I just don't think it's quite as grand a conspiracy as that, Dennis. Does that make sense?
Well, it makes sense, and you may very well be right. But, I just find it very ironic that after his visit, I think he played the whole Sioux Nation to get going behind this, against the pipeline. And it's, I find it remarkable that after his visit, a few months later, everything started happening.
Sure.
And those, yep. And those, pipeline was authorized at that time.
Sure. Yep. Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate it. Jarrett and Bismarck, you're next up. Don't go away.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We've talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because your body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high. And it's because of that that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.